Thank you, Cardiff. How may I help you?
Yes, I needed to see if someone could talk to me about your small business working capital loan.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me one second, please. Hey, are you already working with the rep here?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. For some reason, you got transferred. I'm in the underwriting department. My name is Ruben. Can I have a sale? And my phone system, I can't transfer. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to get your number and have someone immediately call you back. Let me make sure I have the correct number. Is it 806-379-7665?
Yes, sir.
What is your name?
Rena.
Rena, are you the owner of the business?
My husband is. We've actually done work with y'all before. Y'all did some equipment leasing for us.
Oh, then I can bring it up. If you're already in our system, that's completely separate. Give me a second here while I just load my system up. That's a little different.
Okay.
Give me a second. And I'm going to... Give me one second here.
Oh, you're good.
Bear with me, my system is just loading up. Bear with me. Oh, my computer is so slow. And you said your name is Rena?
My name is Rena.
And what is the exact company name?
Outback Pool and Spa, and it has a dash in it.
Okay. I just loaded up Outback. Outback is one name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, there's a lot of Outbacks.
We are Out-Back Pool and Spa.
There we go. All right, got it. Perfect. All right, let me give you my phone number in case you get disconnected. You're actually speaking directly with an underwriter, so this will make your life a lot easier.
Okay.
Phone number is 858. 866-9102.
And it was Ruben?
Yes.
Okay.
And my last name is Goldstein.
Can you tell me about the working capital loans? Are they actually a term loan? Are they dailies, the cash advances? What are they?
Well, it seems to you have some product knowledge of some of the products out there in the environment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That actually makes my life a lot easier. So we have a lot of different products. We have actually just a tremendous amount of products. We have short-term loans, anything as like little as 3 to 6 months. We have long-term loans, 2 to 3 years. Our average term length is a year. Since you have a lot of product knowledge, it's really kind of figuring out what your needs are and then providing, I think, a solution that actually works. What are you looking to accomplish?
Well, I need to refinance some debt.
Okay.
I had a guy contact me, and I didn't know what I had gotten myself into, but I actually got myself into the dailies.
Okay.
I don't want to be dailies. He had told me we could turn it into a term loan because we're a little, we built pool construction. So, you know, there's actually months that we are busier than others. And so I am set to pay those dailies off at the end of May next year.
Okay.
So we're a year. And so I didn't know, I had dealt with Alex before, and I didn't know if y'all just did with dailies or if there's any way I could, I needed something a little more long term.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
So I didn't know what y'all did.
Okay. So let's figure this out. So I think part of the thing is, Your issue is not necessarily just having your payment structure. It's actually kind of digging a little deeper and figuring out how to help your business. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, okay? The first and most important question is, do you know what your current balances are?
I'm thinking around 91,000 to 94,000.
All right, so you got a significant amount of working capital debt. Don't take anything the way I say the wrong way. I'm not in sales, so you're going to have to...
No,
forgive the bristly approach.
I did $240,000.
Right.
So all their simple interest up front, which isn't, I think I owe like 41 on one and like 52, well, probably like 48 or 46 on another.
Give me a second. Okay.
And while you're talking, I'm going to turn up the speaker and heat a bottle. So I'll talk to you over speaker.
Gotcha. All right, so let's kind of figure this out. So you have two loans, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Through the same place, National Funding.
Oh, okay, I know National Funding. Okay, current loans. Did you work with them or a broker?
I worked with a broker, but
okay.
I've talked to them personally.
You what?
I've currently been talking to them personally.
Okay, two loans with National Funding. What is your current daily payment?
442.42.
And do you have one or two of those?
I have two 221.21.
Oh, so two 222 payments. Okay. And you said your current balance is how much? 90 grand?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Okay, so 400. You're paying about 8,000. Yeah. When did you take these loans out?
One was at the end of May, and one was at the 1st of June. So they're there like 2 weeks apart from each other.
Can you give me the terms on the loans, like the amount borrowed and the amount paid back and the term length?
Okay, the term length, National Funding told me was 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
The amount that was taken out was $40,000 each, but the total repayment amount is $58,399.44.
Oh, so hold on. You're paying back almost 50% each year.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I'd like to do and give you a little insight into our industry, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to ask you also a few other questions. What does the owner's credit look like?
About a 710.
Okay, they pay their bills. Great. What are your annual sales per year?
$2.2 to $2.5 million a year.
Okay. So here's what I think you need, and I'm gonna give you like full transparency. So you're basically going into the car dealer and you're actually seeing what they pay for the car, okay?
Okay.
You have a million people throwing stuff at you, just launching grenades at you. And you're just trying to hit them back with a baseball bat. You have all these hot key sales words. Interest, daily payments, weekly payments, interest up front. Here's the bottom line. You will have, National Funding is a great company, so I have nothing bad to say about them, but you have a decently expensive loan.
Yeah.
You also have a loan where it's probably you're piecing these things together. Now, and what you want is you want something that's, you're saying things like monthly or weekly payments and things like lower interest rates and longer terms, because ultimately you just want a more manageable payment to help you for cash flow, correct?
Yes, and now it's taken my cash flow and now I'm panicking. And we have a good business, but to be quite honest, I don't know what the hell I did. Like, I made a stupid decision.
You didn't. You needed the money at a certain time and that need was met. Matt, so here's what I could tell you, because I don't want to go down the path of the salesperson. I actually used to be in sales, and I have a great book of business from those time, but I'm, like I said, a little bristly as a person. So what can you qualify for? Well, these loans are almost, in a sense, unsecured. There's a UCC filing, which just means a lien is placed on the business, so you don't get multiple loans from 18 different people. But most importantly, I don't want to start any potential relationship with you saying, or since you already have a relationship with promising you the moon. Here's what I could tell you. We have products that, the way our products work is, number one, our loans generally go a bit longer. Why is that important? Well, you have a 12-month term. So if you have a 12-month term versus a 15-month term, that's a 25% longer term. If you have 12 months versus 18 months, that's a 50% longer term. The second thing is rates. It sounds like the rate you're paying on your money, you should be able to qualify at least with us with a better rate, especially based on the credit score and the revenue. And it sounds like if you can get a combination of a longer term and a better interest rate, you can get into a much better situation where you're ultimately going to benefit your business. Now, have you ever done any other loans for working capital besides these two loans, or no?
No, just these.
Okay. So one other thing you mentioned was, you know, prepaying the interest. And you've got two $40,000 loans, so at the end of the day, even though that's a lot of prepaid interest, your loans have aged quite a bit, so it's not like a night and day scenario. The issue is if you start borrowing a lot more money, which is a sign of a growing business, you potentially can start rolling over a lot of interest, which is what you want to avoid. All of Bank of Carter's working capital loans have discounts for paying off early, and when you borrow more money for us, what's called a renewal situation, we generally will forgive a lot of the remaining interest, if not all of it, depending on the program you qualify for, which means it's not a constant rollover. Now, and sometimes it's just worded as a significant discount. You know, if you pay off here, here's your discount. If you pay off there, there's your discount. All these different terms. Here's the other thing I would tell you. You said you worked with a broker in the past, correct?
Yeah.
So we're a direct funder. So, and we used to work with brokers. Part of the reason your money's expensive is there's usually a broker involved. They have to make a living. There's no front-end cost that you're paying here. So you'd actually be able to save some money. Now, one thing I'd like to ask you is kind of walk you through the refinancing process so you have all your ducks in a row before you start sending paperwork. Do you have a pencil handy?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So here's how the refinancing process works. And have you applied for any refinancing recently, or is this the first call?
This is it.
Okay. So here's how it will work. If you get a loan, the whole concept of this loan is getting you into a better program with refinance, but you have to net money. So what you're not allowed to do, you owe about, you said 90 grand, correct? Hello?
Yes, 90,000.
Okay. So the way the program works is you generally can't take $90,000 and just refinance debt. We actually, as a lender, are required that you net a large amount of funding. So generally, that's called 50 cents on the dollar. So if you take 100, if you get a refinance, you would basically have to get approved for $180,000, give you at least 90, or your business at least 90, and you net at least 90, so you're just not refinancing debt. And you said your payment was what, 440 or 442 a day?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
So let me ask you this. If you do, I've gotten myself in a pickle. I really do need some help.
Okay.
So
are you bouncing any payments right now, or is there an upcoming project you guys are dealing with?
No, I'm paying all my bills. I'm just looking into the future because
okay.
We're getting into
this is a good call to have.
Yeah, so we're getting into, you know, fall and winter, and I'm starting to get a little panicky. It's election year, so things are always just a hair bit slower. You know, that's just around.
You're thinking ahead. That's a very good thing. You're thinking ahead.
So if you have to take $180,000, your payments are $442 now. Then your payment, I mean, are you looking at another daily payment? Am I going
to? No. So here's the whole core, and it sounds like, and I actually, if you want me to play like every single card, I love this opportunity because this is what I actually specialize in our sales department. I specialize in helping people that came in, had a loan that they kind of got themselves into jam in, and quickly and efficiently figured out a solution for them. So what you don't need is, you don't need another loan. I'm sorry?
Okay, so you don't need another loan.
No. Anyone that tells you you need another loan just wants to make a quick buck off of you. It's called stacking. It's a violation of your contract. I strongly do not suggest that. It's not going to help you. It won't help you regardless of what someone tells you it will. It will not help your business. That's just my opinion, but that's what I see every day in my line of work. So what you need is you need a refinance because a refinance will do two things. Number one, you're coming into a slow season, so you want a capital buffer. Number two, you want to get in a program that not just is better now, but better in the future. You need a better program for your long-term success.
Okay. So it is called a refinance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So pay off national funding.
We would pay them off as part of the loan at this work. The thing is, I've asked you some questions to kind of figure out, can you refinance? And based on my system, yes, you could.
What would you need from me?
So let's go over this. So, oh yeah, and I've heard from you before. I have your email and phone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over an email. So refinance, and it's RENA, right?
So would we be looking at, I mean, this refinance, are you looking at 2 to 3 years to pay back to help you with your cash flow?
You're going to ask me some, and I appreciate the questions, you're asking me some pretty loaded questions, and I actually see our email history in the past. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't have a bank, I'm going to look at your bank statements and your overall cash flow to qualify you for the best program. We are not going to offer your business anything that will hurt you. This is a very non-pressurized sale, and I'm sure that some of the people that you talk with are, forgive me for saying this, they're from New York and they put a lot of pressure on you, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know the system. We know that people call you, they're extremely aggressive. That's not what you're going to experience here. There's going to be no tricks, no sales tactics. Go ahead.
What I've done has hurt our business. I'm not kidding. I am just sick at my stomach. I'm like, oh my God, we make really good money. And I just feel like what I did hurt our.
I think then you know that you're having a reasonable conversation. What you needed, and I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, so you're not hearing. You shouldn't hear any calls coming through on my side. Basically, what you need is you need a program that's better. You mentioned 2 to 3 years. Do we have those programs? Yes. Are you going to qualify? I don't know. I can just let you know we do a tremendous amount of refinancing. And if you want to work with a company that's not going to go into the sales aspect, is going to be more consultative and actually tell you the truth and tell you the highs and lows of every program, then you're going to be able to see, okay, does this make sense for me? But we're not going to put that pressure on you. It's just not in our wheelhouse.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me what I need. I need to run my son to the doctor. Will you send me what I need and I'll get it?
Yeah. So just to highlight it, I'm going to need, it's like an application, 6 months of business bank statements, and also current balances. I'm just going to assume 90 for the time being.
Okay.
All right. What's your time frame for getting this done?
I would like to feel better, so I'm just going to tell you ASAP. I've just been so sick over it.
Yeah, I think to give you an idea of realistic expectations, if you got this to me by the end of business today, I could give you some solid answers by tomorrow about noon.
Okay, let me ask you, it won't be today because my son has strep throat, I know. So we're gonna go home after the doctor, but I can get it to you by lunch tomorrow.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Hope your son feels better.
Thank you, Reuben.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.